Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about pests and diseases in forage crops. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, what are the most common diseases and insects we see in forage crops?
The most common diseases that we usually see in pastures are brown leaf spot in Bermuda grass and dollar spot in Bahia grass. The most common problems with insects that we see are armyworms, grasshoppers, fire ants, and a new pest that has shown in Bermuda grass fields for the last 2 years called stem maggot.
And how can we control these diseases?
Unfortunately, most of the diseases that we see in Mississippi, like a brown leaf spot and dollar spot, are not very easy to control. The reason is because most of the systemic fungicides that are used in the turf industry are not labeled for forage production due to residual effects that could affect animals. Most of the diseases that we see in forage crops could be more related to environmental stress that contribute to pasture death and general susceptibility of the pastures. Low soil pH, low soil fertility levels, especially with potassium and severe drought conditions, followed by heavy rains and warm, humid conditions, are most likely contributing factors in severe outbreaks.
Is there anything we should know about concerning the presence of armyworms?
The best method to prevent forage losses is to be vigilant. Scout your field for possible outbreaks in special areas where signal grass and crabgrass patches are present. Armyworms will favor those species, and then Bermuda grass, and lastly Bahia grass. Scout in different areas throughout the pastures. Get on your hands and knees and not just from the window of your truck. 3 minutes recommended when counts exceed three caterpillars that are half inch or longer per square foot. There are several insecticides that can be used, like 7 and malathione, but there are new products that can be cheaper, more effective, longer lasting, or have better pre-harvest intervals. These include pyrethroids insecticides, as well as a tracer or Coragen, and insect growth disruptors like Intrepid and Demelan. Growth regulators are slower acting and best used when caterpillars are small. It's still important to pay attention to grazing and hand restriction when applying this insecticide.
Also, fire ants are a major issue. What can be done to control fire ants?
The number of fire ants in pastures has increased noticeably in Mississippi, with approximately 40% currently infested. The U.S. Department of Agriculture have indicated that annual losses of livestock operation due to fire ants to be approximately $38 million a year. Many producers see fire ant treatments at high cost, low effectiveness, but economical control of fire ants once a year can reduce fire ants and colonies up to 90%. To treat a pasture or hayfield, you need to do two things. One, a bait that is labeled for use around grazing animals, and a spreader that will apply the bait properly. When purchased in large quantities, such as 25-pound bags, fire ant baits cost around $8 to $10 per pound. One way to reduce the cost when treating a pasture with the growth regulators products, such as extinguish or steam, is to keep it every other swath.
And you also want to talk about stem maggots. What kind of pests are we dealing with here?
The stem maggot was first discovered in Georgia 3 years ago and in Mississippi in 2012, and the damage is more spread this year. When this pest is present, Bermuda grass fields looks like they are experiencing frost damage in the middle of the growing season. This is because the larval stage, which causes the damage, has that effect. The adult fly lays the eggs on folded leaf blades. When the larva hatches, it works its way towards a node. As the larva develops, it feeds on the node. It's the feeding that results in the browning of the last three leaf blades of the plant. The thicker stem varieties, such as Tifton 85, Coscos, Tifton 68, Somerold 07, have fewer stems affected, as the proportion of the number of stems per unit area relative to the finer texture varieties, such as Alicia or Coastal Bermuda grass. Options for treating with insecticides are limited, since systemic pesticides are unlabeled for use on hay or forage crops. There have been some success using pyrethroid insecticides such as Karate or Mustard Max. One thing that we recommend is probably cut the hay and then do an application.
Thank you so much, Rocky. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.